الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولله جنود السماوات والأرض، وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah SWT, through His infinite mercy and wisdom, alhamdulillah, has blessed us to be here for one purpose: to reform ourselves and make ourselves better individuals. Last week we mentioned the ayah where Allah in the Quran says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. And this is a very important ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it very clear that, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if people should come to you for guidance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want their lives to be put right. They want to help themselves abstain from that which is wrong. They want guidance in everything that they seek from here on. Then they must understand one thing, that they must follow what Allah wishes for them to follow. And by following what Allah wants them to follow, they will not go astray in this world, nor they will suffer in the hereafter. The Quran says, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That as far as, by the way, the word طَاهَا is also one of the names that were associated to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful name, and it's a name that we should also try and keep. Allah says, as far as us sending the Quran down is concerned, it is not, and it has not been sent down to create distress in your life, nor is it sent down to create misery in your life. And this is very, very important, because there is a question that we have to ask ourselves: how much Quran do I read? Forget about how much Quran do I follow. That is a separate issue. That's far away. How much Quran do we read? How much Quran do we love to read? And once you are able to give a response to this, you know, it can be a thermometer for ourselves as to how attached we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Now, in continuing with the topic from last week, and the topic, as you know, is on the issue of happiness. And these are topics that I think people love, we appreciate, and everyone over here wants to be happy. Allah in the Quran says, let me tell you regarding yourself, so that way you can understand as to why you are happy or not happy in life. Allah says, and this is a speech from Shaykh Shureyn, may Allah bless him, where Allah in the Quran says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. That as part of our makeup, we are halu'a. We are anxious, we are uncertain, and we want to create certainty out of uncertainty. Those of you that are young, those of you that have friends, those of you that are in college, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You did not study for your exam, you got into a relationship that you know you should have not gotten into, you are in this situation that you know you could have ignored. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Now that you are anxious, you are uncertain, you are up and down regarding your situation, and you want to create a positive outcome from it. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. You are created anxious in nature, and as a result of this anxiety, there are multiple things that are running in your brain simultaneously, right? There are multiple things that are running. Should I do this? Should I not do that? Should I go here? Should I not go there? And as a result of that continual back and forth, what happens? More often than not, you make a wrong decision. You make a wrong decision not because you are stupid. You make a wrong decision not because you are not intelligent. You make a wrong decision not because you don't have good advisors around you. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. You make the wrong decision because you don't have, as the Shaykh says here, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Because you don't have tranquility of the heart. You look very tranquil, mashallah. You take those pills and they make you even more tranquil. Yes, that's the outer.
But by nature, you are not tranquil. You're always trying to beat the system. I got to get one step ahead. And Sheikh Shuraim is saying, yeah, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. You have been created in this way in which there are multiple streams bombarding you, and you have to think on multiple levels. You're not a calm person by nature. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. And when difficulty comes your way, you become impatient. Give me a solution right now. You know who I am? You know where I come from? I'm asking you a question, you can't give me an answer? That's insane for you. Allah is saying, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. I'm reading the Arabic over and over, so I don't want you to think that I'm giving you my own, just simple Arabic with simple translation. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. And everybody knows what's sharr. جَزُوعَ. You become impatient. Give me my answer right now. Give me my solution right now. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعَ. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعَ. And when good comes your way, then you begin withholding. You know, it's my good. I earned it. You know how smart I am? You know how many years I'm living in this world? I'm 99 years old. 99 doesn't mean you are smart. And being 10 years old doesn't mean you are stupid. We know from the story of Yahya alayhi salam, he was a young boy and he was ahead of those that were older than him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know Abu Jahl was there. We know so many others were around, older than him. Supposedly more wise. Yes, more wise regarding dunyawi. Regarding the dunya. But doesn't mean they made good decisions. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. When good comes your way, then it's me. And manu'a, you become selfish. Selfish? Miserly. MashaAllah, you just use another word. I like this man. So they are miserly. They are selfish. And they don't want to give from the great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. All those individuals that hold on to salah, that hold on to prayer. Because what does prayer do? Prayer creates a connection between you and Allah. It's not just praying and moving on. The idea of prayer is a change in life. What does it change? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. It changes that anxiety. It brings it down. That's why people that meditate, they do, what they do nowadays, yoga and all these things. Why do they do yoga? Why do they go and do all these things out there? Because they want to relax themselves, so when they relax themselves, they can concentrate and think. A moment of reflection, as they call it. So Allah has the solution. You want to become good, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. To change your anxiety, you must become relax in the mind, number one. Number two, when anything afflicts a person that is negative in nature, we don't become impatient. And when good comes our way, we are willing to share it, whether it's with family, whether it's community, whether it's society, whether it is children, etc., etc. And the people that are able to accomplish this are those people that are willing, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ, that are willing to connect themselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran makes mention now regarding happy people. The Quran says, ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. Now this is the battle of Uhud that the Shaykh is making mention of. In the battle of Uhud, you know, in any battle, let's say for example, somebody starts screaming, what do? Everybody goes helter-skelter, everyone starts running. Everybody wishes to live. They don't want to sort of be attacked. Now here, Allah is making mention that in the thick of battle, in the thick of things, where lives are being taken, people's lives are, it's a very tense-like situation. Allah says, I made it such that despite the stressfulness of the situation, that there was a group from the Sahaba regarding the Battle of Uhud, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent security over them to such an extent that as arrows are flying and lives are being taken, there was a group that would go under the tree and they would relax and they would fall asleep. They fell asleep, they relaxed, and after they relaxed, they got up and they continued carrying out the obligation of that battle. Now the question is, how come you and I, you go into your nice house, you lock the door, you have all these camera systems, you have everything that is to ensure your security, but yet you cannot sleep? And he makes mention of this in this beautiful speech where he says, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an army. Has an army. This army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a physical army like you and I. It is invisible. وَلِلَّهِ, and for Allah, جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. There is an army, there are soldiers in the samawat, in the heavens, and wal ard, and on the earth. So who is the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And regarding the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can come in many different ways. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and I mentioned this last week, and I'd like to quote it again to you as part of this outline of the Shaykh, alhamdulillah, where he was asked the following: which is the mightiest of the strongest of soldiers or army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? See, you and I look at army as they coming to get me and how must I get them. That's how humans think. Allah is very, very vast. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says the following, when he was asked, is the army of Allah the mountains? That means that which separates one group from another, or that which can sort of, you know, you go, you drive someplace and they say rocks will fall. Is that the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ali says, radiallahu ta'ala says, mountains can be broken by metal. So obviously mountains cannot be the army of Allah. So the person responds by saying, okay, so if metal, that means all these bombs and technology we have, they can blow up mountains, so they are greater. And he says, no, metal cannot be stronger, because metal is melted by fire. So the answer is, fire is stronger. No, water puts out fire. Now we're talking about the army of Allah. And there are clouds that carry that water. So obviously clouds are stronger. And the answer is no, because winds carry the clouds. That means wind is stronger. No, wind is not stronger, he responds. And he says, because when you wear clothing, for example, you protect your body. When you have shelter that comes around, that area is protected. So obviously wind is not stronger than that. Okay, fine. And thereafter he continues by saying the following: so if we are that strong and we can create all these defenses, boundaries, etc. for wind, so humans are stronger. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala responds by saying, but humans, as far as they are concerned, sleep overtakes them. So sleep is stronger. And he says, no, sleep is not stronger, because when a man or a woman is grieving, then the grief takes over that person. So what does it mean? Grief is stronger. And thereafter he says the following: the strongest of soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is grief. Is grief. Because once grief takes over, the man is destroyed. But even stronger than grief, even stronger than anxiety, even stronger than the challenge that you are going through, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become strong like what Allah wishes for you to become strong like. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what happened regarding the Battle of Uhud. The Sahaba understood this. Metal, it can be broken down. People, they can be broken down. Life and death comes and goes, constructed and broken down. But the strength of Allah in the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is stronger than everything. And if we hold on to the template of our Creator, what the Creator demands and expects of us, then we can become much more successful. That's why he says, one of the things that destroys insan, and he quotes the hadith here, is insan always says, but and if. But and if. But if I did this, this will happen. And if I did that, that's what will happen. And he says, this is the thing that destroys humans. This is the thing that destroys humans. If I only dealt with a person like this, and if I only made that given statement, and if I only went to this given event, then this will happen, and that would have happened. Thereafter, he says, that's all nonsense from the works of Shaytan. He quotes here the following. People go after wealth, they go after health, they go after real estate, and they go after gaining money with one thing in mind, that Allah will give me happiness, number one. And as far as the poor are thinking, you know, when I get that nice house and when I get that nice clothing, I will be able to go to good doctors, I will be very, very happy. And as far as the politician is concerned, he does a lot of things that are unjust in nature. Yet from the outside, he makes it seem like he is very just in nature. And the one that does not have a relationship always thinks, if I fall in love with her, and if I fall in love with him, my life will become so easy. Everything will be tranquil in nature. Sheikh Shuraim thereafter says, these are the words of naive people. Go to the man and woman of wisdom. Go to the people that have lived life, and they'll tell you, wealth, it was not the solution. Health, it was not the solution. Poor looking at the wealthy and becoming wealthy, that was not the solution. Wearing fancy clothes, silk garments, that was not the solution. In fact, thereafter he says, people that ran behind these things, they realized in the end, they were more miserable than ever before. Thereafter, he says, look at jewelry, for example. It looks so beautiful. Did you forget there was a time in which people had to go down, take out that jewelry, that raw gold? It looked like something that was not even worth anything. It will sit on the backs of a donkey. Imagine gold sitting on the backs of a donkey in today's time, sitting in some truck. Thereafter, it has to be transported, it has to be polished, it has to be shaped, it has to be this, it has to be that. Thereafter, they have to put special lights, not the regular lights. The special lights have to make it glow a certain way. Then you fall in love with it. He says, did you ever forget the origin of it? Thereafter, he mentions the story of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He was a man that used to wear patch clothing. He says, Umar radiallahu ta'ala an used to wear patch clothing. He used to eat rough food. The food didn't have to be cooked a certain way, and the meat must be soft like marshmallow. All those things. You know, Brother Noor over here sells qurbani meat, mashallah. You know, many people throw the meat away. They do the sacrifice and they throw it away. Why do you throw it away? Because this meat is going to be very, very hard. Imagine meat that is sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as part of fulfilling a religious requirement, that meat is thrown away because it is not soft enough. This is how humans have become. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala wore simple garments. Wore simple garments to the point where he says, the garments used to have patches on them. Eat simple food. And he used to live in a place that in today's time, even the huts of our place are more fancy than the place he used to live in. Yet, he says, when the people of Rome used to hear his name, they used to shiver. When Shaytan used to see Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it would run on the other road. When individuals heard of him, they knew that he was a man of justice. What is the Sheikh's point? Your success and your happiness is not built and based on your home that you are paying a mortgage on. Yes, you think it's my home. Yes, it's your home. But it's just like a person who's paying rent. Neither of you owe it. And study homes in today's time. What are the homes made of? Most of the homes out there. What are they made of? Wood. You know the rest. How many years did it take for wood to deteriorate? How many years is the mortgage roughly? 30 years. You buy the house new. Wow, everybody gets impressed. It's my house. You have this nice fancy couch, sofa. Everybody comes, kisses you. Mubarak, Mubarak. Everybody gets happy. You forgot one thing. It's a 30-year payment. So in 30 years, what happens? Termites are into it. It's over. 30 years later, now I got to make sure my son loves me so he can build me a house so I can live luxuriously like that. The cycle continues. Don't be fooled. That's what he's talking about. That happiness is not on your home. Happiness is not in your business. Happiness is not in your health. Happiness is not in your clothing. Happiness is not in palaces. Happiness is in what? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Happiness, the Shaykh says, is believing in Allah, doing good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointing and making it easy for you as a result of the good deeds that you are doing and continue doing. That's why in the Quran it says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That if you hold on to the symbols of Allah, what Allah wants you to do, happiness will be from here. And once happiness is over here in your heart, in your mind, and in your everyday life, you are tranquil. You are tranquil with who you are as a person. Then you become a happy individual. If every day, you know, as I mentioned the story many times, there's one individual, every morning they have to get up and go to the mirror. And they look at the mirror, what they say? I told you all before. They look at the mirror and they go, man, you look good, young man. You look good, girl. They have to do all these tricks. And we're learning, you don't need to do all those tricks. You don't have to have a certain this and a certain look and a certain that. That shows you are weak inside. When I have to wear this thing to make you feel good or make myself feel good, I'm weak inside. When I have to make sure my hat is ironed a certain way and is sitting a certain way on my head, I'm weak inside. And I've got to make sure my hair is, you know, you see the young boys, mashallah, you know that hot, they don't just comb it. It has to be combed, and then they have to put a hand over it, you know, like make sure that the hair doesn't move. What does it mean? We are weak inside. That's what the Shaykh is talking about. So the Shaykh is saying, gain your strength with Allah. Gain your strength with following the sunnah. As he says here, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. You do that. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your heart a wonderful abode. It'll make your heart comfortable. And Allah will give you not only in this world, but also inshallah in the hereafter to come as well.